Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Freese reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Sievers moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Freese scores. Smith moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Johnson now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Fox reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Kravitz moves to second. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Herzog moves to third. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Ned Garver. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Free steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fries moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fries scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Sitoris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kravitz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for John Sitoris. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.